This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Then I want you to read verse 24 and 25, 26 with me. It's the first of several conclusion statements that Solomon makes in Ecclesiastes. Verse 24, a man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. For without him, without who? The Lord. Who can eat or even find enjoyment? To the man or woman who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, the person who ignores the Lord, that's what that means. The person who just says, I don't care about the Lord. I don't care about the Bible. I don't care about anything like that. The sinner, he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What would it take for you to come to the place where you look at things? You look at physical objects, you look at your resume, you look at your stock portfolio, you look at your college education, you look at everything and say, you know, it's great, it's been fun, but it doesn't deliver. When will you wake up to the fact that the magic doesn't deliver, that only Christ delivers, and only a relationship with the God who made you through Christ the Son is what delivers? That's what Solomon discovered. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. Do you get how significant that is? If God is the one who gives happiness, why would you look to $25,000 to do it for you? If God's the one who gives happiness, why would you look to $1 million or $5 million to do it? There's no amount of money that can do in your life what only God can do. Write that down. There's no amount of money in your life or my life that can do what only God can do. Some of you know or remember the name Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson was a Marine officer. He was the guy that worked for President Nixon years ago. He was in charge of the dirty tricks activity of the White House. That's how it's referred to by many people. Chuck Colson would come to the place in his life where a man named Tom would introduce him to the gospel of Christ. You know how he introduced him to the gospel of Christ? He said, Chuck, I want to give you a book called Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. And I read that book and read the chapter on pride. Something lasered in on Chuck Colson. He realized, I am a person of pride. By the way, it's one of the most spiritual moments in your life when the Lord convicts you or me of pride, because God gives His gifts or His grace to the humble, but He resists the proud man or proud woman. Do you know what that means? Just some of you heard me say this before. When the Bible says God resists a proud man or a proud woman, what it means is this. God becomes the opponent. God becomes the opponent of a proud man or proud woman. He's on the other side of the net. He's on the other side of the football field, to use that analogy. He becomes my opponent when I'm filled with pride. And you know what? I'm no match for the Lord, and neither are you. I am no match for the Lord, and neither are you.
Well, I'm going to ask you to make a real special effort to hear tomorrow's program, where I finish this story told by Chuck Colson, talking about his encounter with the living God through Christ. And it's a powerful story that you need to hear, I need to hear again, of Chuck Colson coming to Christ. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. If there's ever a message you'd like to hear again, including this message, just go to our website, crosshope.org, to listen to any message for that matter, or to find out more about a ministry we call Cross Hope Radio Ministry. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.